You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Science is just kind of keeping up. They're just now starting to tell you about, you know, that gratitude thing is really cool. You know, if you take like 10, 15 minutes a day and write down what you're thankful for, you actually be healthier. That's incredible. That just stuns people. Absolutely does. Well, I'm Joe, having fun with back to school. Let's face it, we're in the middle of August right now. So, you know, should I wait a little bit like you guys do? Just wait until the day before. You know, like every project in the school year will be. Okay, there's like 20 things that you have to do as a parent or grandparent to get ready to go back to school for your kids. I'm sure that's going to go over well. You're going to get some kind of school supplies. You know, I'm sure you're going to plan ahead the day before and all that. It's going to be great. But you know what you can't plan for really is some things that they teach in school. And I mean, like maybe even new math. Nate Bargatze, he's got an 8-year-old. And they're having to do like this new math. He's explaining it.
And she's doing Common Core math. She brought home Common new math. Core. That's what they want us to do. I don't even know what this math is. And they're like, here's a new one. You're like, oh, great. I get to watch a 40-minute YouTube video on Common Core math. And it's not like the old math was doing bad. It's doing great. It's not like we're getting incorrect change everywhere. And we're just sitting there like this stupid old math. I wish new math would come along. If you don't know Common Core math, it's just basically a long way to get to the same answer. It's like how can we use the entire sheet of paper for this math problem? And even when you break it down, you see old math sneak in there. I mean, you're like, that was old math right there. Just do that at the beginning, and we won't even have to be in this. I told my wife, it's a long way to get to the same thing. It would be, if you came to my house, and you knocked on the front door, and you're like, can I come in? And I was like, could you walk around and come in through the back door? And you would be like, does the front door not work? And he's like, it works. It works fine. I use it. Most people still use it. But the new way is to go jump the fence, come in the back.
Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
It's Cup of Joe Morning Show, so I got a hold of Chad Madsen of Unspoken. Of course, he's got a big concert coming up right in Poughkeepsie. I'll tell you about that. But I wanted to know from Chad, is there anybody that he's particularly looking up to, you know, in the music world?
Oh, there's a lot, you know. Yeah. When we were up in the Northeast, before we had gotten in, you know, down to Nashville and whatnot, we had always heard that the Christian music industry was worse than the secular music industry.
Yeah.
And we have not found that. We have not found that to be true at all. Now, I will say this, that a lot of Christian record labels are owned by secular companies, and there's a few that aren't. And so, you know, what happens when your company is owned by Sony Secular or whatever, and I'm not trying to dog anyone.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is that, you know, it's a business, there's bottom lines, there's all that stuff, but we have found that I would say 90% of the people that we have met over the years absolutely are in this for all the right reasons. I look up to Casting Crowns, not as much musically, although I think they write great songs. But after touring with them and all of that, it's like they're like the top of the top integrity, gospel, Jesus stuff. I mean, but everybody is. Like, we were out with Toby Mac on Hit Deep, and every Sunday we have a tour church, and he'd come out and he'd talk about something that was amazing. And I was like, dude, you know, you should be a pastor. I mean, shoot, you know. So it's just... It's a beautiful thing to see all these wonderful people with gifts and talents using them for God and being legitimate followers of Jesus.
Quite an answer there from Chad Madsen, the co-founder of Unspoken. And we have an incredible privilege to worship with them in concert, of course. They'll be at Living Water Church, their new location. Keep that in your prayers, too, by the way, Lord. Mill Street. Right downtown Poughkeepsie, across from the Civic Center. Coming up fast, Friday, September 22nd, 7 o'clock. All you need to know, all the information, how to get your tickets and everything. We got the Unspoken banner up on our website, of course, soundoflife.org.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
I am Joe, Cup of Joe, morning show. Smile the rain away. Smile the sunshine. And there we go. Well, it's better than nothing, right? And you're going to be smiling here in a second. I do believe, boy, genius that thought of this. Not necessarily the person that named the walkie-talkie, although I have a feeling it was a person under 10. You have to think about that. That's a what? What is this radio called? A walkie-talkie. Okay. So how would they name, for instance, stamps? Stamps, think about it. Stamps would be the leaky sticky. Well, they would. Something as complicated as a defibrillator, you know, that's easy. A hardy-starty? Yeah, think about it. Play along now. Here we go. All right. The bumblebee, the fuzzy buzzy. Absolutely. This is all from the person who named the walkie-talkie, right? The hippo. The hippopotamus. The floaty bloaty. I don't know. I like the socks. I'm big on socks. I like wearing socks. Socks would be the feety heety. This is from the person that named the walkie-talkie, right? I'm almost done. The fork. Oh, the fork would be the stabby grabby. Right? And then, of course, you've got the nightmare. The nightmare, we turn it into something funny. The screamy dreamy.
That's a joke, son. Yeah. Don't you get it?
Yeah.
I made a funny
sound
and you're not laughing.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The sound of life.
English, not my thing, but taking phone calls from you. Alicia, what's going on? Anything good happen in your life lately?
My younger brother, who really wasn't, he was in a tough spot in his life. I brought him to my church 2 weeks ago, and he's been coming the last 3 weeks now with his family. So God is amazing. God is good.
Woo, yes.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
Cool thought from a famous pastor is right about that. If you start thinking about heaven more, the more people you know there, you really do. It changes you, kids. And you can't tell somebody, you know, somebody that's young, really, it's just hard to understand. I know I wouldn't. But then all of a sudden, in the blink of an eye, there you are. The time is gone. And you're like, wow, you know what? I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, man, I know a lot of people in heaven. And this pastor said, heaven will seem more like home than the dearest spot on earth to you.
The sound of life.
Hey, I am Joe. Welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. So I got a hold of Ethan. Ethan is the national spokesperson for Convoy of Hope. They go to disasters. Certainly the big one right now is in Hawaii, in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, where a Christian presence really big came there in the 1850s. Well, in mid-1800s, I should say. It was a big deal. Made quite a difference in the island there. It's interesting. I noticed a Catholic church, and then there was another church, completely unscathed. That makes a big difference to people who live there. It really does. Amazing. But so does somebody coming in who can basically help them. Convoy of Hope. Ethan, you're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. How do you get supplies there?
Well, you know, it's a U.S. disaster, so our U.S. disaster team is handling it with some help from our international disaster team, because the international disaster team is well-versed at islands long ways away and getting supplies to them via air shipments and via actually ships on the water. So we're working together very closely, both of those teams together, on this U.S. disaster, but we're kind of treating it as an international disaster, and that's when our international team works so well. They've got the communication means, they've got the transportation means that they already know and have contact with. So we've got these partnerships that already exist that really allow us to get items on planes and on ships to the people who need the relief supplies just as quickly as possible.
So relief supplies, I think of Ethan, paramount, but think about having an arm put around you when you're standing there and your town is gone. Just means so much. Can't even imagine that. Convoy of Hope online at convoyofhope.org. And I posted the link. Make it easy for you right on the Sound of Life Facebook page.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
Good morning. I'm Joe. It's Cup of Joe Morning Show. You know, you're like, hey, I welcome it. It's okay. Maybe you're like Stephanie talking about getting ready for school. Got to start that. I mean, you know, here we go. It's actually back to school preparedness day or something. most schools in this country are already going. National Back to School Prep Day. I guess back in the day when everybody did it like we did and went, you know, after the 1st of September there, this was the time to start getting ready a couple weeks ahead of time. Stephanie was 5 months pregnant with her first child when, unfortunately, her baby's heart stopped beating. She was devastated. As the days went on, she was nervous about returning to work. Stephanie is a sixth grade teacher, and she didn't know how she was going to face kids. After going through this, wow, just yesterday, after 4 weeks of recovering, Stephanie walked into her empty classroom and turned on the lights. Glued to the wall were hundreds of color-papered butterflies, each with a handwritten message on it from current and past students. All the messages had encouraging words. Keep moving forward. We're all thinking of you. Know that we love you. It was exactly what she needed. You know, sometimes it takes only one act of kindness and caring to change a person's life.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
Welcome. I am Joe, Skip a Joe Morning Show. So we have 24-hour worship starting Friday night at Hopewell Reformed Church. Dave Pettigrew kicking it off at 7. We will be there, right? It's going to be something else. 24 hours of worship plan. All right, so that's where we're going to be next. But we've got the Buy Local Expo coming up in the middle of September. We've got Unspoken coming at Living Water Church. And we've got Danny Gokey's big show, the Austin French at Goodwill Church. Casting Crowns at the Palace Theater. All going to be out with our vehicle with fun things to do if you've seen us out and about lately. And that's all thanks to you. We just sure do appreciate that. Thank you for taking the time to pray for us, for wisdom and provision, peace. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're praying for you, absolutely. And thank you for giving your money. That is a big, huge deal. You're such a generous people. You know, you're like, you've got this new covenant thing down. It's right. You know what? We just give how we're led joyfully, and I sure do appreciate it, and we do too. So from all of us at The Sound of Life, thank you.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on The Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of The Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.